Delling poll, Sargana the cat is just the kind of person we need in politics. By James Delling poll on April 23, 2019. Brexit chaos, I'm starting to think, is the best thing to happen to British politics in our lifetimes. As Exhibit A, I present this delicious video courtesy of Carl Benjamin, aka YouTube vlogger and cultural commentator Sargana the cat. Benjamin is standing as a UKIP candidate in the forthcoming European elections. He is exactly the kind of person we need in politics. Intelligent, thoughtful, committed, brave, authentic, and most definitely not career safe. You get a flavor of this, I think, in this filmed discussion he had with an angry feminist while out on the campaign trail. Calmly, rationally, articulately Benjamin defends a tweet he once sent to the posturing, monstrously overrated Labour MP Jess Phillips in which he said, "I wouldn't rape you." The feminist's almost incoherent rage is a joy to behold. Repeatedly she insists that offense is a form of oppression. And she's clearly so used to living in a culture where this kind of cultural Marxist drivel is accepted as a winning argument that when Benjamin contradicts her she simply doesn't know where to go next. My favorite moment is when the feminist repeats the offense is a form of oppression mantra one too many times and Benjamin comes back. Well, if that's the case, I'm consistently offended by what Jess Phillips does and she's been oppressing me for years. When UKIP's leader Gerard Batten announced that Benjamin was one of his party's candidates, along with another internet controversialist, Marcus Meachin, aka Count Dankula of Nazi Pug video fame, the usual leftist suspects instantly sought to undermine him with their familiar point and shriek tactics. Here's a taste from The Guardian, which has given up even pretending to be a respectable newspaper and now comes over like a leftist propaganda fresh sheet. A leading UKIP candidate for the European elections argued that feminism was responsible for a rise in the number of men carrying out mass murders. Because the killers felt disenfranchised and out of options, it has emerged. Carl Benjamin, a social media activist who previously tweeted "I wouldn't even rape you" to the Labour MP Jess Phillips, argued in a now-deleted YouTube video that feminism had caused male mental health to deteriorate, prompting more mass killings. I'm not sure how other political parties would have responded to this. But judging how the Conservatives dealt with the Roger Scruton affair, I suspect the most likely sequence of events would have been panic, profusely apologize, ditch Benjamin, and Meachin for good measure. After all, if there's one lesson above all to be learned from the populist revolutions now sweeping away the old liberal leftist elites, it's that you must never, ever, ever back down when the left tries to smear you as racist slash misogynist slash homophobic slash Islamophobic slash transphobic slash sexist or whatever. It's worth noting, for example, that had they ignored this rule, neither Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro nor US President Donald Trump would be running their countries right now. Instead, their leftist opponents would have won. Trump could so easily have been destroyed by those grab her by the pussy tapes. Bolsonaro nearly came undone because of a remark he addressed in the Brazilian parliament to a female leftist politician that he wouldn't even rape her. So, exactly the same as Carl Benjamin's supposed crime. Both Bolsonaro and Trump brazened it out, and thank heaven for all of us that they did. Imagine how dire things would be now if leftist offense archaeology was all it took to destroy the careers of any prospective candidate of a vaguely conservative persuasion. Offense, offense, if you are American, archaeology is the name for that technique so beloved by the SJW attack mob whereby they trawl through all your social media history in search of things to point at and shriek, "Look at this awful, terrible thing that this person once said." Context is irrelevant. Intentions are irrelevant. Any form of mitigation is irrelevant. That's because understanding, let alone forgiveness, is never the point. It is a tactic, pure and simple, borrowed from Alinsky's rules for radicals. The aim is to isolate, demean, embarrass, humiliate and destroy. And the reason this tactic is so often successful is that for years now the good guys have been playing along with it. All too often, see, for example, the cases of Toby Young and Sir Roger Scruton. Conservatives have shown themselves all too willing to sacrifice their own to the wolves at the first hint of confected outrage from the left. The result of these SJW bully tactics is that many talented, interesting people with a bit of hinterland have been put off entering politics. This, in turn, has meant that politics has largely been dominated by the kind of dreary, career-safe centrists whose only qualification for the job is that they've managed to keep their noses so clean that the left can't unearth anything embarrassing about their past. But I think one of the lessons of Brexit, and of Trump, for that matter, is that we the people have had enough of being run by remote apparatchiks and technocrats who've gained power merely by being able to play the system. We want authenticity, backbone, principle, humor, intelligence, originality. We want people who are real. And the same goes, indeed, for some of the hugely promising candidates on the Brexit party list, who now range from ex-Special Forces Captain James Clancy, who won a conspicuous gallantry cross-fighting in Afghanistan, to former Revolutionary Communist Party member, and all-round smart cookie, Claire Fox. These are people of a caliber so much higher than almost any of the dismal shower currently representing us in Parliament that it makes me almost grateful to Theresa May and her fake Conservative government for sabotaging Brexit. If things go right, then it could be the beginning of a new golden age in which our political class is filled with genuine talents capable of making our country great again.